Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kent Backus of NCBA. More on Joe Biden's trade policy as relates to agriculture in just a moment. It's the 33rd annual Week in the Rockies sale of Superior Video Livestock Auction, coming up the 5th through the 8th of July from Loveland, Colorado. They'll be selling 188,000 head of cattle that week. You'll be able to see it live on SLA TV, Dish Network 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. You can go and actually check out at their website, SuperiorLivestock.com, exactly what will be featured each day, Monday through Thursday. And as always, you can call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117. One of the biggest sales of the year for Superior Livestock always is the Week in the Rockies sale. This year, no different, with 188,000 head of cattle to be sold from Loveland, Colorado. Week in the Rockies, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th of July from Superior Video Livestock Auction. At Superior Livestock, we bring the Week in the Rockies to you. Kent Backus is Senior Director for International Trade and Market Access for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association in their D.C. office. He believes that new U.S. Trade Ambassador Catherine Tai will do a good job in representing U.S. agricultural interests. Backus believes that the administration is working on a potential new chief ag trade negotiator that will be replacing industry favorite Greg Dowd.
There are plenty of qualified people who are willing to step up and engage. But keep in mind, we were negotiating the USMCA without a chief ag negotiator. It took several months, almost a year, to get Greg Dowd confirmed. And that's just the unfortunate side of politics. Now, I think it's important the Biden administration start putting forward those nominees pretty soon so that we can engage and try to get them confirmed, because it's important that we have people there specifically negotiating for agriculture. Catherine Tai is going to have a lot on her plate. She's going to need someone there at her right hand that can take that lead for agriculture. And we feel, very confident that there's a lot of qualified people, across the aisle and with bipartisan support that are going to be able to do that. So far, there hasn't been a specific name mentioned. I think for the qualifications, we definitely want someone who has the experience, who has worked with Congress, who's worked with the administration, who's worked in business, and who understands all of the important points it takes to be a good negotiator. That's a key position, somebody that, we desperately need.
One of the trade deals that the Biden administration has inherited and is having to oversee, the phase one deal with China. Kent Backus says,
as far as the cattle and beef sector is concerned, we're ecstatic of what we're seeing in China. The phase one agreement with China, it opened up access to a fifth of the world's population that, quite frankly, we just didn't have access to before. You're talking about a country that wants more protein. They're having a lot of problems with African swine fever right now. That's created a major vacuum and a lot of opportunity to meet protein demand. And consumers are starting to buy more beef. For the phase one agreement, we saw the hormone ban removed. We saw the BSE restrictions lifted. We saw a lot of other good terms that were implemented. So for us, we've been able to ride that wave and capitalize on that demand. And because of that, we've seen about a 1,500% increase over last year. And honestly, I think there's a very good chance that China will be a top three market for us for 2021. And possibly the top export market for us in 2022.
Now, it's not just China where U.S. beef is selling well. It's all around the Pacific Rim. Kim Backus gives us a list of countries excited to be buying U.S. beef, starting with the Philippines.
Philippines, there's some opportunity there. They're also having a lot of problems filling protein demand. They're buying record amounts of pork. They've waived a lot of restrictions on the tariff side that they've had before. I think for beef, we do need to develop that market. We do need to secure some good terms. But the Philippines is just one example. Taiwan, we continue to have a tremendous growth in our sales there. When you look at Korea is now our biggest export market. It has surpassed Japan by about $300 million. But, those two countries are chasing each other for that number one position. I think at the end of this year, we're going to see at least four of our five top export markets be in Asia. And it's just a tremendous demand over there and a great opportunity for U.S. beef exports.
NCBA's Kent Backus. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.